What's shaking, Alaska? Welcome to your seismic update from across the state for the week of July 22nd. I'm Beth Grossi with the Alaska Earthquake Center, where we monitor ground shaking 24/7. Over the past week, we recorded about 500 earthquakes. The largest was a magnitude 5.2 on July 16th north of Icy Bay. Four earthquakes were reported as felt. On July 15th, people across the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta in western Alaska sent in felt reports of a magnitude 4.9 earthquake that rattled the area. This earthquake occurred at the western end of the Alaska-spanning Denali Fault System. This is the same network of related faults that generated the magnitude 7.9 earthquake east of Cantwell in 2002. Early maps of the Denali Fault show it spanning 1,800 miles from southeast Alaska to the Bering Sea. Last week's earthquake was the largest in the YK Delta area in 35 years. In that time, there have been only four earthquakes of magnitude 4 and above. Different reports over the years differ on the properties of the fault, called the Togiak-Tikchik Strand. In fact, the strand was removed from the 2023 National Seismic Hazard Model for Alaska because of such infrequent seismicity in the area. But last week's earthquake indicates that this strand of the fault is still kicking. Learn more about the Denali Fault on earthquake.alaska.edu or follow us on social media at AKEarthquake.